Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we're going to offer some gardening tips, talk about first hollow stem in wheat, and invite vendors to our upcoming farmers market, which starts in May. But first, for today's Did You Know? That Tuesday was National Ag Day. Here at K-State Research and Extension, we like to celebrate agriculture every day. This week, we would like to formally say thank you to all the farmers and ranchers across the country. Here in Extension, we are honored to play a role in developing the next generation of agriculturalists. As we celebrate National Agricultural Day, we want to thank those who work and sacrifice each day to provide a safe and abundant food supply to all of us. Your dedication to the land, the livestock within your care, and the families you feed, both within your homes and around the world, is second to none. You are appreciated this week and every week. Here are some ag facts you might make note of. Kansas is second in total fed cattle marketed, third in total cattle on ranches and feed yards, and third in total red meat production. There are 58,300 farms in Kansas. As of 2018, Kansas was the seventh largest agriculture exporting state in the nation, with exports totaling $4.05 billion. 784 acres make up the average Kansas farm. Our state's leading ag products are wheat, cattle, corn, soybeans, hogs, hay, dairy products and milk, sorghum, and upland cotton. In my gardening news, what a difference a week makes. Hopefully, we all can get out and plant some cool season vegetables in the garden. This needed moisture with a warm week ahead means activity in the garden. Stop by our office for fact sheets on gardening and how to get started. In my farming news, when wheat reaches first hollow stem, cattle should be removed to prevent yield loss. Wheat crop development is mostly a function of available water, nutrients, and temperature. Since water has been a limiting factor during the fall and winter for the majority of the wheat-growing region across the state, which will also likely slow down crop development. Likewise, average temperatures across Kansas were cooler than normal for the growing season thus far, which has likely slowed down the progress towards first hollow stem compared to most years. As temperature increases and wheat begins growing more rapidly in the spring, producers start thinking about when to pull cattle off pasture to protect grain yield. Cattle should be removed from the wheat pastures when the crop reaches first hollow stem. Grazing past this stage can severely affect the wheat yield. In order to screen for first hollow stem during this important time of the growing season, the K-State Extension wheat and forage crews measure first hollow stem on a weekly basis in 19 different commonly grown wheat varieties in Kansas. The varieties were sown in September at the South Central Experiment Station near Hutchison. While no varieties have reached first hollow stem as of last week, all varieties have started to elongate the stem, so we advise producers to closely monitor their wheat pasture at this time. In my extension news, we are now accepting vendors for the McPherson County Farmers Market. Vendors can stop by or call the extension office to get all the details pertaining to this year's market that runs every Saturday from May till the end of October. At our McPherson County Farmers Market, we can sell anything Kansas made, from homegrown to homemade items. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope you have a safe and fabulous Friday.